ago, we eulogized some big names in the world of sports that passed away while we were out, including Elgin Baylor and Bobby Brown and Howard Schnellenberger, the legendary college football coach who did spend some time in the NFL, 1 year as head coach at Baltimore, and he was an assistant coach with the Dolphins. He was their offensive coordinator. Well, someone else who has held that role joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. The former Cowboys head coach, Dolphins offensive coordinator, we say good morning to Chan Gailey. Hi, Coach.
Who is this now?
The Musers on the ticket in Dallas.
You calling from the bank because my seed notes come due?
No.
To do with that.
We wanted to talk to you about Howard Schnellenberger's passing.
Yeah, I live out here in the country, and we ain't got no electrical. We have to read the good book by kerosene light.
Really? In today's age?
Yeah. Mama sometimes will fire up the pot belly stove just to get enough heat going to heat both rooms.
Both?
Yeah. I got a pet fish.
Okay.
He lives down by the creek.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like springtime because you can go picnicking with a girl.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Sure enough.
Yeah, sometimes she'll let you fish around up under a hoop skirt.
Coach.
What you calling for again?
Well, we wanted to get your thoughts on the passing of Howard Schnellenberger.
Yeah. Oh, Howard passed away, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. He went to his great reward.
Yeah, age of 87.
Well, he was real kind.
Was he?
Yeah, he once lent me a 5p so I could wagon into town and buy a sack of flour for making some hard biscuits to keep me through winter.
Why didn't he just give you a ride?
Yeah, he's real nice. I remember one time, old Schnellenberger, he let me climb up behind the cow first.
What? All right, we were talking.
I didn't realize he was as country as you.
We're talking more football terms. You know, he's a legendary coach. Yeah. Did he have an influence on you at all?
I just saw on the Twitter that one of you had to put your dog down. Is that true?
Yeah, that was me. We had one of our dogs.
Oh, man, that's a shame. Did you have to take it out behind the cow barn or the tack shed?
Well, we took it to the vet. We didn't do it that way. The vet? The veterinarian?
Never heard of that.
No.
When I put my dogs down, I just lead them out into the woods with a piece of jerky while I carry the heavy shovel.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Shovel plays two parts in this story. But yeah. Which one of you had to put Howard down? I missed that part.
No, died of natural causes.
Yes. You have to put Howard down.
One time, Daddy had to run off a neighbor man who was sniffing around my older sister.
Well, now that's a weird
Don't
side
use that
note.
Term either, for God's sake.
What does that have to do with Howard Schnellenberger passing?
Yeah, I come from a family of 17 kids.
17?
Yeah, the older ones was dying off when the younger ones was being born.
Oh, my gosh.
Mama darn near bled out on about 14 of them.
Okay.
Coach, did you and Howard share any common...
A few times.
Oh, man. Any common bonds being Dolphins offensive coordinators?
Yeah, well, he grew up in the country like I did. We both bonded on that. We bonded on the fact that we used to work from can't see to can't see. I spent more time following an ox than I spent on the sideline.
Really?
I don't know. You've been coaching a long time.
I'm not sure if Howard could have said the same, but
probably not.
I think Howard once told me that he left the girl's dorm room crying one time.
Can you confirm that?
Oklahoma.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. He told me why he was crying, but he said I couldn't ever tell her while he's alive.
All right.
Well, so now can you tell us?
Well, I guess I can now. That old gal told him that he looked like Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, hurt his feelings?
All right, good morning to you.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Chan Gailey with his eulogy for Howard Schnellenberger. All right, 8:46 on the ticket.